Hi, this is a dictation of Kimberly Low, KIMBERLYLOWE, date of service is 3/31/2025. And patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Her date of birth is 10/31/73, date of accident 8/6/2024. The patient was rear-ended at a moderately high speed as a resident driver of a Uber car. He reports that she's seeing Dr. Ray Chumi, R-A-Y-C-H-O-U-M-I, as a chiropractor. And basically, pain is ongoing in both shoulders, both knees, neck, mid-back, lower back, to the tune of 4 to 8. And ADLs are affected 8. 40% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADLs, system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination, the vital signs are blood pressure 150 over 105, pulse is 91. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, 320-25-0415-007. Plan is to provide the medications to the patient, which is Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory flexural, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Rotarix, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, L-level 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and anxiety. Nirontin is provided 600 mg twice a day for radiculopathy. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Patient is advised to have an injection of the right shoulder to the supraspinatus and infraspinatus, and trigger point injection to the trapezius muscle, which have been found based on the MRI finding. The MRIs were discussed with the patient. And they are as follows. The MRI of the brain was completely normal, except for some non-specific hyperintensity in the frontal lobe, and for which patient is referred to a neurologist already, and she has other hyperintensities in bilateral frontal parietal lobes, temporal lobes, and they are not incident to the trauma of the car accident. In the right shoulder, patient has a partial thickness articular surface tear of the supraspinatus tendon over a background of mild tendinosis, and partial thickness tear of the infraspinatus tendon over mild tendinosis. In the left shoulder, patient has an interstitial tear involving supraspinatus tendon and circumferential labral frame. In the right knee, patient has a tear of the medial meniscus and an ACL sprain. In the left knee, patient has a knee joint effusion, suprapatellar bursitis, anterior cruciate ligament sprain, probable partial thickness tear, and bone marrow edema in the distal shaft of the femur. In the cervical spine, patient has an involvement of 5 discs from C2, C3 to all the way to C7, T1 with varying level of neuroforamina stenosis. In the thoracic spine, patient has T3, T4, T4, 5, T5, 6 disc herniation, T7, 8, and T8, 9. And in the lumbar spine, patient has herniation of L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, 5, L5, S1. He also is found to have a bilateral SI joint involvement. The patient has been advised to undergo lumbar epidural steroid injections, thoracic epidural steroid injection, cervical epidural steroid injection. 4 to 6 lumbar, 2 or 3 in thoracic, and 1 or 2 in the cervical. And she's also advised to undergo a SI joint injection 2 times. And patient has not consented, doesn't want to have any injection. She doesn't want any surgical procedures to be done. So spinal cord stimulation device was also discussed with the patient, which she declined. She agreed to have an injection to the supraspinatus tendon today, to the right shoulder, and also the trigger point injection that she was pointing out as being most painful. The area of the trigger point is located in the neck, between the neck and the shoulder junction, and also cervical fiber and thoracic fiber. And there are reproducible tenderness for trigger points. And so one injection to supraspinatus, one injection to infraspinatus and two injections to the trapezius right side were provided. It appears the patient has some issues. She doesn't want to come every week as per law for Percocet. So she is trying to find another doctor and that'll be fine. And we may discharge her from our care if she didn't show up in 7 days. Thank you.